You recording?
Yes, hey.
Okay, thank you. Kufu based Sif Hei, continuing in the sugya of what type of chametz can be sold and not sold, I'm sorry, what type of chametz can be kept, and meaning even though it has ingredients of chametz in it. So hey, d'yosh and especially the sheikh or kodem pesach, you have a dye that you cooked beer in it before Pesach. Pesach, you're allowed to use it. Once it gets mixed in before with the ink, so then it can't be eaten by a dog, kind of Pesach, and since it can't be eaten by a dog from before Pesach, so then you're allowed to use it and even eat it on Pesach. Now, normally any iser becomes mutter to eat if it's nisal me'achilas adam for the whole year round. It's nisal me'achilas adam for Pesach. Since it can make other things into chametz, so we're machmer, and it's even if it's nifsal me'achilas, not even. I'm sorry. Even if it's nifsal me'achilas adam, it's mutter. It's also, I'm sorry, and nifsal me'achilas, but it'll still be it'll be mutter if it becomes nifsal me'achilas kalos. And that, and with this, you get into the whole deodorants, perfumes, etc., etc. So here the kids are saying, as long as it was nifsal me'achilas kelev before Pesach, so then it's no problem to use, which is most shampoos and all that type of stuff. But the only problem is the machmirim have an issue with that now that we have laboratories, and the laboratories can separate the chametz. You can take it into the lab and separate the chametz from the non-chametz. So it's a big machlokes apaiskim whether that's considered nifsal me'achilas kelev or not, because right now it's nifsal me'achilas kelev. However, if you take it into the lab, it can become right back to being kosher me'achilas, it could come actually kosher to eat even for anybody, right, for a human. So do you consider that a problem or not? So that's a machlokes. Ultimately, would be mekel, but lechatchila, you got to try and be machmer. Like I once heard from Yisrael Reisman, he said that, we're so busy scrubbing our floors and going crazy for things that we don't need to do. Yet, for something that some shittas hold as a problem that you're going to use on Pesach, it doesn't make any sense, right? Same thing with medications. So you say, yeah, it's nisal me'achilas kelev, it doesn't taste good. You're putting it in your mouth and it has chametz. He said, okay, that's fine, but halachically it's fine. It's also halachically fine not even to mop your floors before Pesach and try that. Nobody's gonna do that. So why would you be machmer, why would you be mekel on these other things? Yeah. So okay, but that's what the kitzur is talking about. Fine. The chametz becomes no good before Pesach. Mutter Pesach pa'ano uvashihi. It's mutter pa'ano, and even to hold on to it. Aval akum, it's mashma from the kids. You can't eat it though. Aval akum shebishul bePesach diyoy b'sheicher asur liyisro ba'ano. But if he does it on Pesach, then it's also ba'ano. Shem dechametz shel akum gam kein asur liyisro ba'ano bePesach, because the goy's chametz is also asur ba'ano on Pesach. Vav kol hakelim she'enam machshirin lePesach. Any kelim, any kli that you did not kasher for Pesach, sort of l'shavshavan heita b'er Pesach, kodim shal shishis, before the 6th hour, you have to scrub them very well, al adichon, and wash them, be'inyan, shalo yehei chametz nikar ben. You got to make sure you wash it well enough that chametz is not recognizable on it. Meaning, that's even if you don't plan on using these kelim. V'yatzniyim b'makom tenua, and you leave them in a place that's hidden, she'ena roga leilich l'sham b'Pesach, in a place that you're not going to go on Pesach, for toiv, it's best to lock them up in a separate room, esa, and hide the key ad la'achar Pesach till after Pesach. So, but we don't do this. What we do is we either, the reason why we don't do this, well, most of our pots are clean anyways, so there's no real chametz residue on it, maybe toaster ovens. But what we do is we sell them to the guy. Anyways, well, we don't really sell the kalim because, like we said last week, maybe you have to toivel the kalim. So we give the chametz as a matana to the guy, at least in the mechira that I do. Fine. Simen kuf yud gimel dina erev Pesach with dina afiyas amatzos. So the dine erev Pesach and afias matzah. So boy test sifim. So ain't I mizmor l'soida v'loy l'anotzeach. We don't say mizmor l'soida on erev Pesach because there's no carbon toida, because they couldn't eat it for that many hours. This year we do say it because it's not really erev. No, do we say it? No, we don't say it. We don't say it. No, this year we don't say it either.
When on Friday
No, do we
for
say it
Shabbos,
Friday
we
this
don't say it
year?
anyway. Friday, why
No,
not?
Friday because they're shechting the Korban Pesach. No, but they can shecht it all day though, right? And they have the whole. No, I don't remember. I don't remember.
The Shechter Korban Pesach on Friday or Shabbos?
They're shechting it on Shabbos.
Check your sheet. Yeah, the
Yeah, I don't
Friday you can
remember.
say Mizmor L'Soida.
You have the sheet, Naftali. I don't know if it even says
Okay.
anything
Oh.
there. I don't know. I Pasha don't remember. Okay, fine. No lam natzeach. Fine. Beis. Also, lecho chametz rak shlisha. You're only allowed to eat chametz up until a third of the day. Vayom neshem min alois hashachar atzeis, and he goes with the Magen Avraham that it's the day is considered from alois until tzeis. The Gra says it goes from netz until shkia. And Bahana, it's mutter one more hour. And it's still mutter to sell it to the guy. There's always somebody on Erev Pesach that forgets to sell it. Now we have to scramble and try and get a mechira. But after that, it's also
You said on the sheet to
Bahana.
say it.
You say it?
Well, yeah, you said if it falls out on a weekday, you don't say it. Since it doesn't fall on a weekday, you
Yeah,
say on
so
a
Gersh is
tzeach on
right.
Erev
Yeah, so it
Friday.
makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. Fine, very good. Thank you. V'tzarech lisav es hachametz levatel kozman shu muter ba'ano. And you have to burn the chametz and be mevatel it when it's still muter ba'ano. Once it's also ba'ano, then you don't do it anymore. Gimel mechatzayz yam ve'elach aser b'siyas melacha. It's also to do any melacha. Ve'ena muter, meaning just like cholamayit, which he's going to say. Ve'ena muter lasis rakma shu muter lasis b'cholamayit. It's only muter to do what you're going to do on cholamayit. Ve'alitei akum na'egin lahatet. But with a guy could do malacha, but yesh mikam shenogin lesser kol yom b'malacha, and there are those places that are knowing to aser the whole day doing malacha. The alu the stopper v'chein liktas itzpanayim to take a haircut and to cut nails. Again, this is not negeya this year. Tzrichin kaidem chatzos, you need to do it before chatzos. V'im shakach, you forgot yachal liktas itzpanayim gam malachah chatzos. Nails you can cut because you can even cut them a chol hamoed if necessary. Depending on the situation, I will stop it. Also, to take a haircut, it's also kiyama yidei akum, except for a guy. Again, there's not a gay this year, but you could. And there are makilim that even a yid could do it, at least shaving. Hey, also lecho matzah kol hayom. You're not allowed to eat matzah. So that. If you look at Tana
We
Bakhtana,
lost you by hay.
oh yeah, okay, we'll start
Yeah,
it
you went
again.
out. I was about to text you.
Also, lefol matzo kol hayom. It's also to eat matzah the entire Erev Pesach, which is why we have the problem on Erev Pesach this year because you can't eat matzah with Shabbos, so you can't eat matzah for Lech HaMishnah. So, and nobody wants to eat challah, so. And you also have to eat it early in the day, so that's why we make two meals early in the day. And you have the best thing is to have challah, have a limited amount, and that saves some people. So you can have egg. Okay, discuss that better with Hashem. But if you look at Tanakh, kol shemavinim in age that they can understand to do here's Mitzrayim. So then that is it's also to give them matzah. People already asking this question. Can you have like schnitzel with matzah meal? Can you have knedelach and those type of things? So if it's cooked, shaisin me matzah tchunos, then it's mutter kol adam lechol atchila shah asiris. That you're allowed to do up until the 10th hour. Dainu ad revi'ah sa'achar and shalyam, that's until the last quarter of the day. It's also to eat. Ki'im le'eis, except for when necessary. Ma'at peiros a basav adagim, and you can only eat a little bit of fruit and basav adagim because you don't want to be full for the matzah, which has to be eaten when you are hungry. The yizar shalei yimali kresei, You shouldn't fill up his stomach. And so that you should eat the matzah with the desire. Vav, we're doing or up to Vav?
I think I said with Vav. You have to do Vav
Sorry. The oldest, whether he's the oldest from the father or from the mother, Masana Pesach, they have to fast on Erev Pesach. People call Erev Shabbos, even if it falls down on Erev Shabbos. Lisan, this is a common question. If a baby comes, there was a miscarriage. So that's a whole shiloh whether you do Pidgin HaBen or not, but this is a different set of halachas. So you don't have to. You don't have to do Pidgin HaBen necessarily, but you still have to. They still have to fast. Find dog Rabava. Holzman Katan, Tachtov. And as long as the Bechor is small, then the father fasts for him. Do this mitzvah, and we tell him Lechol Tali b'minigam akoymus. And whether there's a suitor's mitzvah, then that's Tali in the minigam akum.
Zion also.
Zion too. Okay, and so. Meaning, this is a big headache for those that, especially parents, fathers who are not bechors, and then they have bechors, and they get all bent out of shape that they have to go to a siyum, right? But that's the din. It's a very interesting set of halachas. Has a nice pshat at solving, but we don't. It's late. By a suda's mitzvah, so that's what obviously the mini Klal Yisrael is to. Is to make a siyum to pater everybody,
What
right?
about this year? Does it become Nidchah?
So this year the minhag is to do it on a Thursday, right? This year the minhag is to move the siyum back to Thursday, right? Yeah, fine. Zayin bechor hamesana oimer betilas amincha anenu. If a Bechor happens to be fasting, then he says Anenu by Mincha, v'mehem kama Bechorim. And if you have a lot of Bechors, in Mispal and Betzibur, if they're dining with a minion, lo yered Bechor lifnei ateva, then a Bechor should not be the chazan because the Betzibur is not saying Anenu, only the Bechoris. Ki ain lomer Anenu b'achzoras tefila b'kol, because you shouldn't say Anenu. Kiman shu chaydash Nisan, it's chaydash Nisan, so therefore, there's no fasting allowed in chaydash Nisan. And many others are not fasting, assuming, so therefore you don't say Anenu in the Chazaras HaShatz. Okay, they will stop over there, and everybody should have a fine night, a good Tvach, a good
Right.
Chodesh. Yeah.